Ray's starting out, lightning slowing down, and fruit, don't poop your pants, stop! Say hey, Tampa Bay. Welcome back to another edition of your Tampa Bay Sports Second. I am your host, Roy, and there is nothing going on. Nothing. The only thing that's going on is if you hear like a dripping, That's leaky pipes. Leaky pipes, and not just the water pouring out of me and onto the floor. Just too much fruit. My ass has got fruit madness. My bowels are just packed with so much fruit, folks. You have no idea. No idea. It's ridiculous. That's the only thing that's going on, is I've got problems with my bowels. That could be said for any week at any time. There's always problems down there. It's a fucking mess. It's a fucking abattoir down there. Okay. Fruit madness. We're ripping it up. I've got it whittled down to 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. It's going to be whittled down. You guys are going to hear more. Apples, Braeburn, Jazz, Apple II, Macintosh, Granny, hitting it up. Pear, D'Anjou, Bartlett, melons, honeydew, watermelon, berries, raspberry, blackberry, tropical, pineapple, banana going through, citrus, orange, and a unique fruit, droop, peach, nectarine. No surprises. No surprises, but I will say, I had the worst fucking experience, fruit eating experience, with a mango. It's fucking awful. Just awful. It doesn't matter if you're not ripe. When you're called upon, when it's time to go, you better be fucking ready. When the fucking coach calls you up, you better be ready to fucking go, okay? And this fucking mango was not ready to fucking go. Was not. Not by any means. Keep on going. Maybe next year. Maybe next year. Not this one. Bottom. You garbage. Know what else is garbage? Josh Freeman. No. I kid, Josh. You're a good guy. Lazy, but you're a good guy. Right? Didn't he basically got let go? Or traded. Did they trade him to the Vikings? Or did they just say, get the fuck out of here? He didn't show up. He didn't wake up. Didn't want to come to a photo shoot, calendar photo shoot. Well, good. Good thing he didn't, because you're not with the team. Went to the Vikings. Got let go there. I think he sat out last year. Now he's signing with the Dolphins. He's going to be a third string behind, I believe, Tannehill starting, yes. Possibly Matt Moore is in second string. Then you get old Joshy Freeman, so who knows? He may get a chance. He's younger than a few guys who are starting out there. Kaepernick, Dalton, to name two. A few is three. Couple is two, to name a couple. He's still got a chance. He showed some flash, as they say, out on the field a few times. Had everyone chatting, but it didn't pan out. So, I mean, sitting on the bench, third string. I just could collect the fucking paycheck, man. Just collect the paycheck. Why would you say no? You're probably not going to play it unless everything goes terribly wrong in Miami, which it usually does. So who knows? Who knows? Jameis Winston, most likely Bucks going to be picking him up. They were, I would say, caught spying on him, but they had some people in the lookout after his pro day, which they said went well. I've read some things that went bad. Something hurt him because his trained the quarterback guru who's trained all these guys who did, not all these guys, a couple of guys who've done well, and then a bunch who haven't done anything. Oh, he throws garbage at him when he's in the pocket to replicate a pass rush, because we all know J.J. Watts, when he's coming in, he's whipping old fucking celery at you in pie tins. That's just, you know, when he's waving a fucking broom in the air. It doesn't make sense to me, but, nothing's going to prepare you for an actual offensive pass rush, a defensive pass rush, than the actual thing in the NFL. You can do your thing in college, high school before that, peewees, then before that, the pip squeaks. And the runty runs. The runty runs are when you're like between 2 and 5. The pip squeaks, 5 and 7. then between 8 and 14, 13, 14, that's your peewees. Then you get into high school. So look at it. If you got some young kids out there, get them into those raunchy runs. I made a mistake of having my parents sign me up for the cunty cunts. Don't do that, because that's the group you don't want to be a part of when you are only 4 years old. It's not good. So stay away from that. So they're most likely looking at Winston. You know, you don't pay for people to spy on a guy if you're not taking it seriously. So I'd say we've got Jameis Winston's going to be our starting quarterback for next season. You don't draft a guy first with the first pick to have him sit on the bench. So just look, that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. I don't see them trading that. That's fucking mental. You just don't do that. You know, some people have. Look at Elway. Someone else. Some other guys. That's about that with the NFL. Possible chance of Peterson getting traded. Obviously, Cowboys in the talk for that. So, yeah, keep an eye out. You'll know before I do, jerkies. NHL. Oh, the Lightning. They looked awful on, Tuesday night? I believe it was Tuesday. They played the Leafs in Toronto up there. Lost, I think it was 3-1. Just horrible. They're just playing horrible. Hedman's out. Garrison, is he down too? A couple of guys are out, and they're just not playing well. Lost again tonight. They at least took it to overtime to a shootout. They lost the shootout, so they stay at, I believe it is, 101 points, second place in the Atlantic division there. Montreal, they are in a shootout with the Washington Capitals. So hopefully they lose and they only stay up by 1 point. Tampa Bay now is 102, currently tied with Montreal, but Montreal's at least going to get a point out of this, so hopefully they don't pull it out there against the Caps. They need to pick up the pace because they're just not playing well. You can see it, the passing's off, the forecheck's not as good as it used to be. I don't know if people are starting to figure them out, if they're starting to see, let's play a little fucking rough with them. Playing rough with them, which is why they could manhandle Montreal. Montreal's not a real rough team. Fucking Tampa plays fucking Boston. They got to go into Boston for the playoffs. If Boston can squeak in there, they're right on the edge fighting with Ottawa. And the Panthers are kind of, the Panthers are pretty much out at this point. But Tampa goes and faces Boston. Boston's just going to beat the shit out of them. That's just the way they are. They're fucking manhandle. They're a fucking rough team. Very rough over there. This may be a short show. I'm a little sleepy. I've been, hitting the speed bag a little bit. Kicking the old garbage can around the block, you know? Jogging. Push-ups. Doing some push-ups. Eat my Greek yogurt. Eat Greek yogurt. It's terrible for the environment, apparently. Just terrible for the environment. Ugh, I didn't know that. I looked into it. Terrible, but it's so tasty. It's so thick. We jump on to the MLB. Opening day coming up here, folks. Opening day. I know you're excited because I'm excited. I was going to say I'm not, but I don't want to be a cocksucker. I am pretty excited to get some real baseball going. It's tough to watch spring training. It's just like, what? Who cares? Who cares? So they got their lineup ready for the first series that they'll be playing at home here, playing the Orioles. Kicks off 3 p.m. Monday, which luckily I have the day off, and sadly I booked lab appointments and a fucking dentist appointment at 2 o'clock. I'm still trying to see if I can weasel my way out of it. Get over there. Get across the bay. Go to the game. Sneak in, right? Jump the fence like you did when you were a kid. Remember way back then when you could just jump a fence? Back when you were in the runty runs, you just crawl under a little hole in the fence. Watch the game. Noma would toss you a ball. Hey there, kid, take that. And you'd go, fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Do one of these. you know? Fuck off. But you know, it's Noma. He liked that kind of stuff. That's, I mean, right now, spring training, standings don't really matter. Tampa Bay's in 6th, 14-12. Boston's in 4th, 16-11. Yankees 7th with 6, going 16-15. So, pretty close all to each other there. So they got the lineup set. They got the pitchers in there. They know who's going to be going. Ooh, there it is, folks. Washington beats Montreal. So they only stay up. Only 1 point on the Tampa Bay Lightning. 103 to 102 in the standings. So be nice to get that. What do you get? Home ice advantage throughout the playoffs? That'd be nice to get. A couple more games for us to be able to go to. Which those tickets are going to cost a pretty penny over there. A pretty penny. That's it with the MLB over there. When we jump on over to MLS, Orlando City, blew it again. I don't even remember where they played, Toronto. Up in Toronto. Nice show out there. A good showing. People showing up there in Toronto. They tie 1-1. They just can't seem to fucking win. They can't seem to get a fucking win. They're in fourth place, I believe, tied with the one of the New York fucking teams, one of those jerkies, and they're going to be playing DC United at 7 p.m. tomorrow, meaning tomorrow Friday when you'll be listening to this, or maybe you're listening to it Saturday, which in that case, the game already happened. It was yesterday. You fool, why did you miss it? And DC United sitting at second place. It's early. It's very early. So, there's nothing to worry about. Don't be getting your panties all in a wad. Unwad your panties. Grab a hold of them and pull them out. On over to the Rowdies there, kicking off their season in Tejas, Saturday, 8:30 p.m. against the San Antonio Scorpions. That should be an exciting game. Hope to get out there to see them. Not the Texas. I wouldn't. That's nuts. You're out of your mind. Rangers got the win just now against Minnesota, so they go up 105, so they're leading the Eastern Conference. Like I said, it's going to be a short show. Yeah, check out the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Got some arena football. Watched the Orlando game. They ended up losing. Tampa Bay lost as well. It's exciting. It's something to fill the void, you know. Of actual football. So let me jump back real quick and give you the starting pitchers for Tampa Bay in game 1, 2, and 3. Chris Archer, Nate Kearns, and Jake Odorizzi. Who knows who that guy is, but obviously got that nice little Chris Archer kicking the season off, which is good. And, Orioles had a nice season last year, so it shouldn't be an easy game, but you can't tell anything from spring training. Quick show. It's a quick show. I don't know what to say. I didn't plan. I'm a fucking moron. What do you want from me, to put some actual work into this? You're out of your mind. Let me jump on to some things that are not Tampa Bay centric. Fruit Madness, the little competition we have going on here at the Tampa Bay Sports Second Studios. Fruit Madness actually coincides with March Madness. You got number one Kentucky Wildcats going against number one Wisconsin Badgers. And then you've got number something. Where is it? There it is. Number 7, Michigan State. Number 1, Duke Blue Devils. They just happen to kind of go. So those are all happening April 4th, which is a Saturday. This Saturday. So then April 6th will be the championship game. So at this point, I want Wisconsin over Kentucky. I want Michigan State over the Dukes. Put your Dukes up, motherfucker. So yeah, that's that. I don't follow basketball. Even March Madness, I just don't, it doesn't, it's not appealing to me. It's not appealing to me. I apologize if that offends you. I just can't get into it. I enjoy playing the game. I enjoy playing the game, but I can't get into it. Speaking of playing games, like I said, I'm trying to get back into shape. You know, I'm talking about sports. I might as well get my ass out there and play some. And by that, I mean I'm getting out there. Got my buddy signed, kind of strong-arming me into a kickball league. So, see us out there kicking them balls around. You feel me? Oh, it's going to be ridiculous. Oh, I'm going to make a fool of myself. I'm going to, the ball's going to roll at me, and I'm going to kick it, and I'm going to poop my pants, but I'm still going to run to first with poop just dribbling down my stupid legs. Oh, it's going to be awful. There's going to be poop on the ball, so like the guy will go to catch it, it'll slip out of his hands because of all the stinky poop, and then, but I'll keep running. I'll inside the park home run because no one wants to touch the shitty ball. So, I mean, it could have gone worse. Like, I could have just fallen. I mean, I did fall and poop my pants, but at least I, you know, inside the park, the bases were loaded too. So, you know, inside the park, grand slam. Nothing to shake a stick at there. You know, you can, that's one you can write home about. You might want to leave out you shitting yourself, but, you know, leave out the part where you shit yourself, Roy. But write home, say, hey, inside the park, grand slam, and they're high-fiving you. But then, you know, word gets around, poopy pants saves. And that's nothing you want. I thought I escaped high school, but I did not. It still haunts me to this day. So that's going to wrap up this. Just so many... I don't want to go off... I was listening to Eminem and like listening to some of the things he says in his songs. Why can he get away with saying he fucking like... killed Hillary Clinton, but I can't call some random guy a cunt and want to throw a brick at his face. Like, and that's bad? Like, you know, Hillary Clinton never did anything directly towards Eminem. I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, never hurt him in any way. And there's, you know, people out there, the people I talk about are scumbags and pieces of shit. Don't judge people. That's not your job. That's not your job. Just don't do it. Unless you're a judge, which in that case, keep it in the courtroom. Keep it in the courtroom. You fucking, everyone's a piece of shit. You know who you are out there. If you support certain things, you don't support certain things, you're a fucking scumbag. And I'd have no problem. And this is, I'm dead serious. If you got colon cancer, a very long drawn out bout of colon cancer. I'm going to leave it at that, folks. Be good to everyone. Everyone. Even if they're a fucking twat, just don't talk to them. Say, hey, okay, yeah. Hold the door for me for one. Hey, okay, yeah, bye. Yeah, yeah, wave your hand. Yeah, okay, and just get your car and drive off. Don't be a piece of shit. Everyone, from Tampa Bay to everywhere around the world, be good, be safe, take it sleazy, stonk.